Welcome to GamerCast.
This is episode 68.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Adam.
Hey, we're doing it the wrong way around.
We've got to be different. We've got to be fresh and unique. Especially considering the fact that it's a lame week for gaming. Nothing much is happening. What's out this Friday? Much? Wasn't much released this...
Oblivion on the Demon console.
Demon console, PlayStation 3, eat your soul! What else? There's not much coming out this week. We've got Ebony's and Spider-Man 3 coming out the 4th of May, which isn't too long off.
Somebody bought Importuna today. Ooh, so what was those games on about?
The Ebony's, I cannot pronounce it properly. I'm sure Kat will be able to help me with that.
What?
It's some weird game where you've got these funky creatures on the Wii and they're shooting stuff. And
dude, I need to write it down for the show notes. Come on, dude, spit it out.
Ebony's or something like that.
How's it spelled?
Yeah, go on and play and go on to the latest release.
Dude.
As well as...
Play.com.
Spider-Man 3 on the way. Spider-Man is released on the cinemas May 3rd. Which is going to be absolutely amazing. There we go, Cats to the rescue. I knew she'd know what it is.
Right, so we actually going to talk about these games briefly?
Yeah, we talked about Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, we've already covered that.
A while ago, so that was pretty cool.
So I'll delete that from the show notes.
Ebony's, I'm not entirely sure. It's a very Japanese, weirdish style game. I don't know if you actually go to the section on Play My Out Trailer or something, but...
No, I'm looking at the HD DVDs.
It does look very weird, quirky. I don't know much about it. I've just seen a few clips. It does look very cool for the Wii.
Blu-ray discs are fucking stupidly expensive.
Yeah.
HD DVD is so much better.
Well, let's look at that. It's $17.99, $14.99. They're just...
Blu-ray, here we go. $25, $24, $36, $18. Ooh, cheap. Oh, James Bond, that's one. The Omen.
You know, why would you want to pay that sort of money for stuff like that? We got a message from Kat. I'm sure that's her...
Ooh, correction.
Correction.
So yeah, come on, dude, talk about something.
Well, in the meantime, Kat, can you just give us an overview of the...
She's working, she didn't have time.
She's working.
Just on the fly, man, make it up.
On the fly. It's a weird game, and you have these creatures that look like teddy bears with long noses and antennas, and they're doing stuff. It's very freaky and weird, and looks very similar to that Robo game where you had a little Robo man in the Hoover.
Robo Cod. No. James Pond.
That was a good game, though. But yeah, that's coming out soon on the 4th for the Wii with a few other things. Xbox 360 wise, what's coming out soon on the Xbox 360?
Forza Motorsport 2.
Can't wait for that to come out.
You got Spider-Man 3 coming out 2 weeks' time.
On the 4th for the Xbox 360. We've also got on the 11th, we've got
Command and Conquer
3.
That's, yeah, Command and Conquer 3.
Saints Row? Oh, that's classic. So I'm going to say, I'm sure that was already out.
Mass Effect. End of May.
That was what Thingybob was talking about, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And also we'll get Shadowrun and also Lost, the official game for the TV series.
Forza Motorsport has been bumped back till the 8th of June. What? That is flipping cheeky. Look, they've got the RRP listed as $49.99. All Microsoft games are $39.99 RRP.
Yeah, they're trying to bump it up to get the price.
To make it look like they're saving more money. So yeah, Play, don't try that.
I wouldn't be surprised it's Play's favourite thing with the fact that Play always make everything expensive with pre-order, and then as soon as it comes around, just before they take your money out, you'll actually charge you the amount it really is. It's their safe way, basically, if the price is really expensive on Play, and you know it's not that expensive, you know that they haven't got a price yet. They're just throwing it there to make it look like they have. Because most of them all comp back to the price they should be later on once these... they're a bit closer to release date. 5 days to Oblivion on the PlayStation 3, so if you are a PlayStation 3 owner, do go out and get that. It'll probably be the best game you can actually own.
Right, we had literally nothing letter-wise from last week.
Yeah, everyone's quiet.
So that sucked, really, because that was like our most popular show as well.
Yeah. So we want feedback. We need feedback. We need to keep doing our job. We want feedback.
I like feedback.
Feedback rocks. And you'll be sending feedback to...
feedback at gamercast.net, or better yet, just leave it on the blog at gamercast.net.
Exactly.
Or you can hang out on the forums at portalofforums.net. And you can dig the show, give us money, etc., etc.
Now, we also want more ideas for the Gamercast iPod. I am not going to collate them together until we've got more, and then we're going to start polling up to see what we're going to happen to it. We'll do a groovy little video with that.
Groovy.
I've also been thinking I'll probably do a little video to show off some of the coolness of some of the Wii games again, but set it up slightly different. I think we're going to have to maybe do up a video at some point and record us playing Command & Conquer 3 and show some of the new features of that and do that as a little video.
Yeah, we need to have a game of that soon.
Yeah, I haven't been on PC for a while, I had a chance.
Get yourself on there and I'll give you a game. I need to get my like rank up a bit more.
Yeah, I must admit, I do like that whole ranking thing. It is quite cool because you do get to play with other people. I must admit, we're going to have to do a test, as we'll show later on in the show. Paul's been playing with Skype. So we're going to have to see about using Skype. Or what's the other one? Not Skype.
Command & Conquer 3's got built-in voice over IP anyway.
I do remember it, yeah. We'll give that a try. I'm really going to have to go out and buy some headphones. But the webcam system doesn't work with the PC version of...
No, it's 360 exclusive.
Exactly. But yeah, we'll have to do a bit of a bash at that, and we'll do a recording of that and with our voices, so we could probably do like a mini review of the game while playing it or something.
Yeah, but I think the only way we'd be able to do it any good would be to record the replay. Which wouldn't be as true to life as a game anyway, so it's... I don't know, there might be an option to view it as a certain player would view it, so maybe it would.
Mm.
But to record it in real time, if you're going to like capture the actual frames, would destroy performance.
Yeah, which has happened a lot to me when trying to record it. The only thing would be to be able to record from one of our perspectives. So, for argument's sake, set the camera up and we record your screen and my screen, and we just record from one of our perspective playing against the other person, and we can set up some little skirmishes and meet in the middle and just show what it's like for each one.
Yeah, you're gonna lose.
Yeah, I always lose against Paul on RTSs. He always kicks my ass. First time, right, here we go. First time playing Command & Conquer, I played the tutorial for literally 2 minutes, which basically teaches you how to unpack your base. All I've shot so far are targets, and then I had to go out.
Oh, so you're quite far into the tutorial.
Yeah. I knew how to move stuff around, and that's about it. And then I'm playing that, so I'm like, oh, I don't have to unpack it all. And I'm like, right, okay, so I'm going to garrison that building. Cool. And I'm building this, and I'm waiting. Paul's trying to attack me. Oh, he's got engineers. Quick, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him. And then you garrison that building, I'm like, I'm sending my men there to garrison them now. I had them all going to garrison, and you garrisoned both buildings. And I'm like, you're shooting.
There was only one building.
Oh no, there was the other building I was trying to get to, but I didn't get into it. You garrisoned my little bunker. And then.
There was only that building.
Yeah, the other one is for.
The other buildings were at the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
Where I garrisoned just to cover the map a bit.
That tower is for the bridge only for engineers. You put an engineer in it and he rebuilds the bridge. If you blow out bridges, all bridges that are blowable have a tower on the side of them, and if you put an engineer in, you can rebuild that bridge.
Yeah, one engineer can do all that in like half a second.
Oh yeah, the world of Command & Conquer, engineers rock. They fix all sorts of stuff, and buildings come out of the ground, don't you know? It's because they made a deal. EA made a backhand deal with the Mole Man. But no, very cool. Very cool indeed.
Right, so I just added Command & Conquer 3 to the show notes because we just seem to talk about that randomly.
Randomly.
But what we're going to do now is we're going to jump into our interview.
Mm-hmm.
We're now joined by Darth Ura, who has the pleasure of being the first, or the honour, I should say, of being the first person we're actually going to interview for Gamercast. we've had other people on the show before, but they're always people we know personally. So this is the first time we're actually going hardcore and interviewing somebody over the wire. So yeah, welcome Darth Ura.
Greetings.
So, tell us about yourself.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear
well,
you.
Well, I am a 17-year-old... Okay. I'm a 17-year-old from America, and...
We never would have guessed.
I play a lot of video games, and I speak American.
Cool.
So, what's your gamer tag?
Capital I, Darth Ura, capital I.
So you like your capital I's?
Well, my profile got corrupted before, and I had to change it, so it's not good.
Yeah, I know how that feels. When I got my Xbox 360, I was unable to continue to use my old gamer tag, so I had to change from Puma32 to Super Gojin. But I'm happy I made the change.
That's cool, man. So what did you think about Xbox 360?
It's very good. I play mine almost every day, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
Sounds funky. So what do you think about GamerCast? Trademark. Registered trademark. Patent pending.
It's very informative.
I
like listening to it. And everyone should. Everyone should have a friend and then tell that friend about GamerCast.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, tell a friend.
If they do that a few thousand times, we might actually make some money.
Yay, we can get better resources. We can get a better microphone.
Yeah, so what you think about PlayStation 3?
That would definitely be good.
Hey, come again?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't think about it. I try to keep that away from my mind as much as possible.
Dude.
No,
can you not hear me?
You have to get in there.
I don't think about the PS3.
Get in there and get
try
angry.
To keep it out of my mind.
Yeah, I must admit, I don't exactly go thinking about it too much.
But I don't want to. I'm comfortable with my 360, and I like being next to it.
Okay, cool, man.
He's made his
point. Put the knife down.
But I do have friends that have a PS3. I do have friends that have a PS3, and I don't really like going over to their house and, like, watching them play that console.
Why? Because it's just, like, bad, yeah?
Yeah, they won't ever listen to me when I say it's not a very good console, and they're out $600.
Yeah, I must admit, it is a lot of money for paying for a console. Especially
that's an arm and a leg and an ear.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
What's on the show notes today?
Nothing.
Bare
bones. What do you think we're interviewing you?
It's one of those quiet days. Unfortunately, now and again, there isn't much released on the gaming industry, and we're still waiting for a Friday where something's out that we might want to buy, so... Now and again, we have these quiet moments. A lull before the storm, as it was.
Yeah, funky. So how many people have you actually introduced to GamerCast? We want names, we want places, we want dates.
We have our signing of the yearbooks 2 days ago. And when I signed, I put GamerCast.net. So that should help. Maybe.
Yeah, that sounds cool, I think.
Cool.
And most of my friends that are one of my close friends, I've introduced them to Portal Forums, and then they've gone over to GamerCast, but I don't think they've actually, you know, listened to it.
Now, Portal Forums, speaking about Portal Forums, what do you think about Portal Forums?
I actually find it very entertaining. I'm on it every day, and I usually go on it at cool. Not every day, but every other day. And I like chatting with people, and it's a very good place to share your opinions and your thoughts.
Do you think Adam should be on it more?
Actually, I do. I've never really talked to Adam, you know, virtually.
I know.
You being a Star Wars fan, I think we would get along very well.
I will have to come on more often. I must admit, most of the time, I only ever go on there for GamerCast for posting bits and bobs on of news, but most of the time, Paul deals with that, so I must admit, I need to go on more often. I need to get more internet time. Although I spent this afternoon showing my girlfriend the wows of Star Wars, because she's never watched it before, so I've got to watch that this afternoon.
boring.
Yeah.
She very good.
She said, I don't dislike it, but I don't like it. It was okay. I was like, well, that's fair enough. That means we can continue watching the rest of them.
Yeah. A lot of people just can't get into it. I mean, it is high mythology and, you know, everything's expanded.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think Star Wars is like Marmite. You either love it or hate it.
Or just don't care about it.
Yeah. You know, either you love it...
I think there's a middle bit there. I think there's a middle ground where you just, like it a little bit.
Yeah, I think some people are like, yeah, I like the film, but I'm not fussed about all the other add-on bits. I'll watch it, I'm happy. And then you got the hardcore fans like us who think it's the best thing since sliced bread. And then you got the people that are like, no, no, Star Wars, I don't want to listen to any more Star Wars, go away.
And then you have those people that like Star Trek. I'm looking at somebody right now.
Hi, Paul.
Excuse me, but Star Trek is way better than Star Wars.
Matter of opinion.
It's better than war.
Yeah, let's not go down that road. People have died going down that road.
Yeah,
before.
We won't.
Yeah,
we won't. I'm sorry, Paul.
Yeah, you fucking will be when I ban your ass from the forums.
Now, now, don't be touchy.
Please don't again.
Have you already banned him once already?
No, I banned like loads of people.
You're mean.
Yeah, you can talk. Yeah, so anyway.
So where's the next question coming from?
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's I don't know what you're talking about, but whatever.
Right, so... I think we're running out of stuff to say now.
Yeah, we need to, like, prepare more.
Yeah, next time we'll have a better prepare, but this is pretty good for a test run of our new service of interviewing with a listener.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'd like to share that Mass Effect's being delayed until the summer. It was set for release May 22nd, but it's being delayed. That's not good.
Okay, we've got a question for you.
That's about it.
What the hell is Mass Effect?
Mass Effect is BioWare's RPG that is... It's said to be one of the biggest RPGs released, and, I don't know, you can Google it.
Cool. I might have to look at that.
Oh, so it's BioWare, that's the...
It's been delayed.
The, Star Wars RPG people as well.
Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, Knights of the Old Republic, amazing game that.
Yeah.
And Jade's Empire, which I've not played, but it's supposedly very similar and very good.
Oh, play it. Play it, Adam. Rent it somewhere.
I know, it was one of those games I nearly got into getting, and then all of a sudden, pow, the Xbox 360 came out, so I traded most of my Xbox games for cash just so that I could get an Xbox 360.
Well, that's understandable.
But, and then I ended up not owning an Xbox 360 anymore. But we're not going down that painful road anymore. I will own a 360 again by the end of this year.
Yes, you will.
Still the one.
Oh, we didn't hear that bit.
You didn't hear?
Gamercast
Never mind, wasn't important.
Gamercast to Ura, signal breaking up. Repeat transmission, over.
We need a sound.
I said that you should... It doesn't matter. Never mind.
Oh, dude, we want to know, man.
I can't even remember what I said.
Oh, sorry.
He must have said something rude.
We need a better signal.
I didn't say anything rude. It wasn't rude.
Okay, well, thanks, Ura, for joining us on Gamercast.
Thank you.
We will probably have you on at some point in the future, like when we have a connection that works.
Because Paul's internet connection keeps jumping off from time to time.
And a mic that is better for me.
Yeah. We need better equipment.
Get a better mic, I would do.
Well, it's the whole transatlantic lag thing going on.
Yeah, that's what happens when we start talking to people across the pond.
Yeah.
But we've got a pretty good connection, I must admit.
It's about 7 or 8 seconds lag.
Funky.
Sweet. Right. We shall speak
to
you soon.
I hope you have a good show.
Enjoy
listening
much for joining
to
us.
The show, Later. Man.
Bye.
Later.
Right, so.
That was entertaining.
Thanks again, Darth Earl, for that.
Darth Earl.
Sorry, I keep calling him Darth Earl. I apologize.
Hurrah!
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 As you could hear, a bit of it was a little bit crackly, but we're trying to do Skype across the pond to America, so I think it worked out quite well. We're going to try and do this more often, so if you're up for a bit of Skyping, you've got Skype, or you want to know where to download it, you can have a chat. If you want us to do an interview, or you want to talk to us about a game or something, a bit like how we did it, where you send in a voice recording of yourself. If you want to, you can talk to us directly. So you can, a bit like a radio show, and you ring in and go, "Hi guys," and you have a rant and rave about whatever you want to talk about. Obviously not to us, because Paul will bite your head off. You want to rant and rave, you have to rant and rave to something else, not to us. And we will join in. So,
have you talked about that word game yet? Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Yes.
So I'll move that up.
Right, so what's next?
I was going to just mention briefly the thing I'm sure we've probably covered in the past, but I forgot, so I'd just mention it again. A new SimCity game is coming. Sims 3 is coming. A new Black is coming, and a new Lord of the Rings game from EA is coming. But that's all we know.
Mm-hmm. So
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Bit of old news, but it's just a rehash just to make sure that everybody knows about it.
Because I forgot. If I did say it before, I actually totally forgot. Ooh, so the Ura interview actually went out to Command & Conquer. So let's put them back there.
Right, so releases. We've got...
We've covered the releases, haven't we?
No, some new drivers out.
Oh, right. ATI have released some new drivers. These are actually pretty solid.
Yeah,
okay. They increase OpenGL performance even more. Another 10-15%.
Which is...
good, because Adam plays all these crap games which are OpenGL.
Yep.
Like Doom, which is actually really good, but whatever.
City of Heroes.
Me.
So, which I'm not playing at the moment because my account cancelled, because I put my account... I cancelled my account because I couldn't afford...
Because you realised it sucked.
No, because I couldn't play it. It kept crashing.
All right.
And when I tried those new drivers, you said get some more ATI drivers. So I got ATI drivers, and the game crashed. So did Supreme Commander, which nearly made me cry. So I had to go back to the old ones and couldn't play it anymore. So I cancelled it. Thought, no, there's no point wasting my money. I can't play this game. And then all of a sudden I got message from Paul. New ATI drivers available.
7.3s.
So I went and downloaded those. Blow me. It works. And I've been playing it ever since, and then forgot. Oh, yeah, I actually forgot I cancelled it. And I just got an email saying... your account's been cancelled. You're going to have to pay to play again.
Hatchies.
So I'm going to have to subscribe up again. But I'm tempted not to. I'm kind of thinking, I'm going to at this moment think, right, now do I go back on to City Heroes for a while? Or do I spend this month going back up onto World of Warcraft. I was tempted to try Star Wars again. At least from the 14-day trial.
Groan.
See if I can get my Millennium Falcon still saving up.
Dude, we're like down to like one show note item left, and that's it.
Ooh.
And we've only done like a 15-minute show.
Yeah, there's not much happening this time. We've got a few ideas, like we said. We're
hang on, dude. There you go.
Yeah, he wants to do a screen. Let me have a go.
Mine's better.
Mine.
Just get on with it, dude.
I wanted to squeak my chair. I felt left out. New ATI drivers are out. These ones are much solid and will be working brilliantly. I must admit, still, myself, I'm waiting for the new DirectX 10 ATI graphics card coming out. I'm looking forward to that.
Are you actually going to buy it, though?
Yeah, I must admit, by the time I saved up for my new motherboard...
So you're trying to get a better computer than me? Well, guess what, pal? It ain't gonna happen.
Of course it's not gonna happen, but you keep whinging at me because my computer's not as fast as yours, so I'm causing all the slowdown on multiplayer. If I can at least get up to your level, then it's all gonna be good.
Get some dual-core action going on.
Yeah, dual-core, Crossfire, new ATI motherboard.
Crossfire, waste of money.
Get some DirectX 10 graphics card in there, because by the time I can afford all of this, after I've got my motorbike...
By the time I can afford all this, it will all be budget.
And DirectX 10 will be standard. Because my motorbike comes first.
Because, yeah, you run Windows Vista.
Hwah! Which rocks.
Yeah?
My dad's getting the hang of it now.
Yeah, well, what's your dad, like, said about it?
He says it's a bit weird because he's only ever used XP from borrowing my computer to go on the internet. He's never played with it much. He's used a 98 because he had a really old computer.
98, man, the good old days.
Well, it was originally a 98. It was originally a 95 upgraded to 98.
95, the good old days. 95 just blew away every single other operating system on the planet.
It was good.
First time you boot it up and you have that stupid noise. You're running in 640 by 480 resolution. Yeah.
I'm really tempted to see if I can install XP onto my laptop, because my laptop came with 95 on.
60 megs of RAM, hardcore. Hurrah. Well, I was running 95 and 98 in virtual machines before. Just for a laugh. Because I forgot, Outlook Express didn't exist back then. The email client and the news client were two separate programs, and it's like, whoa, man, internet news, wow. I remember that.
Yeah, because I was having a go running with the new virtual computer 2007 with running XP on it. Fair enough, it's major amounts of slowdown, but...
What CPU have you got?
Because
if you've only got a 7th gen...
Pentium 4
2.5. Because the 7th generation AMD processors don't have... support for virtualization. But I'm trying to remember if Intel's Pentium 4s did, the early ones. I can't remember. Because if it's super slow, then the CPU doesn't support virtualization, so it's actually emulating the thing. Which, yeah, will be Chuggosaurus.
Yeah. Is it good enough just about to surf the internet, which that's all I could pretty much do on it. And then had a go, and that was cool. It's good for testing software or trying stuff out.
Yeah, we should do a piece for like next week or the week after, comparing 95 to Windows Vista. 10 years of progress, how far have we come? We've come so far, we've now got stupid flash adverts on web pages.
Yeah.
Great.
Audio copy of Fear.
Let's actually close that down.
Yeah, because it's starting to flash.
Let's put my blog up, that's much nicer.
What's happening in the Gab?
Gav,
let's go to the Gamercast website and see what people are talking about.
Nothing.
No one's talking. They're all quiet. I think they died.
Well, Catherine's working, and Darth Ur is like exploded after the interview.
Yeah. Oh, is that your house?
No. That's a creationist.
Was that a creationist trying to peel a banana? It looked more like George Bush.
Yeah. So, shall we talk about these?
Yeah. Go on then. What's this?
George? Oh man. Let's actually. Let's put this on.
Hold this, Kirk. Behold. The atheist nightmare. Now, if you study a well-made banana, you'll find on the far side, there are three ridges. On the close side, two ridges. If you get your hand ready to grip a banana, you'll find on the far side, there are three grooves. On the close side, two grooves. The banana and the hand are perfectly made one for the other. You'll find the maker of the banana, Almighty God, has made it with a non-slip surface. It has outward indicators of inward contents. Green, too early. Yellow, just right. Black, too late. Now, if you go to the top of the banana, you'll find, as with the soda can makers, they placed a tab at the top. So God has placed a tab at the top. When you pull the tab, the contents don't squirt in your face. You'll find the wrapper, which is biodegradable, has perforations. Notice how gracefully it sits over the human hand. Notice it has a point at the top for ease of entry. It's just the right shape for the human mouth. It's chewy, easy to digest, and it's even curved toward the face to make the whole process so much easier. Seriously, Kurt, the whole of creation testifies to the genius of God's creative...
He sounds like he's just about to say, what a load of flipping crap!
So yeah, do you want me to quickly run over why this guy is totally wrong?
Yeah.
This is on my blog for anyone who wants... We've got more videos like this on my blog of creationist loons just being absolutely ridiculous. So basically... I'll just read it off from my blog now. There's one small problem with this argument. It assumes that God created the banana in its present form. Guess what? He didn't. We created the banana over the last 10,000 years. God's wild banana looks something like this. That's what a wild banana looks like. It just looks like a pear, almost.
It's like a dead... That top one looks like a dead turkey.
So yeah, it's just so ridiculous. You know, like all the plants and stuff, we've all cultivated them and domesticated them, and that's why they look they are now. So anyway, in fact, this proves evolution. We changed a thing into the bananas we eat today. Like almost everything else connected with agriculture, we produce the species we have today. Crops of all kinds, cows, pigs, you name it, we've changed it. We selected which varieties could reproduce and which could not. The banana and all domesticated species are proof that evolution works.
So that proves if God does exist, he's the guy who's wearing the flat cap down the road. He is your local farmer. Worship him. He's better than Tesco's.
Well, I mean, come on. We created the really good banana, and that's the best God can do? What a disaster. It's like a pineapple. How the fuck are you supposed to eat that?
It looks like it's been written in as well.
Well, this one's about peanut butter as well. He said that he opens a peanut butter jar as if that's proof that evolution is wrong.
Go on then, let's see
how... No, it goes on for like 3 minutes, way too long.
Oh, no.
If you want to see that, go to the blog. So what else is on my blog? I will swipe all the nutcases.
The moon!
The moon. When is this the most secure stuff? We've covered that in a previous show, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so blah, 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 blah. So yeah, that's what's going down on my blog.
What's happening with the new dream scene? Because are we all still running off the version that we had a while ago? Is there going to be a new update coming soon?
Let's have a look, shall we?
WindowsUltimate.com.
Nope, the latest news is the content pack, which was already released.
Is like what you're getting.
5 weeks ago.
What else is coming out soon?
They've released these new wallpapers, but they're just static. But I think
really
that's
a really chunky window one.
I think that's it for Ultimate Extras at the moment.
Nothing else going on the front page? The Ultimate So they've released some new wallpapers. That's about it.
Woo! Ultimate Wallpaper.
Ultimate Wallpaper. Let's have a look.
You want to actually have a look?
What, you got an extra thingy?
That's BitLock for an EFS services. Right, shall we just run over this HD DVD thing quickly?
Yeah.
And then we'll just like go on for like half hour about something or whatever.
Random.
So yeah, basically a company in China have announced that Walmart have ordered 2 million HD DVD cores from them. And Walmart have basically bought them in for $50 a piece. And the projected selling price is either $200 or $300 US. Which, you know, undercuts other HD DVD players and massively undercuts Blu-ray players. So yeah, basically HD DVD is about to flood into the market with like 2 million, which is 20 times more than the whole existing install base of the next-gen formats. Excluding PS3 for obvious reasons. Because nobody actually bought that to watch anything.
Well yeah, so that... There's a market flooding like that. People can get hold of... They're thinking, wow... I just bought a high definition TV LCD and it's 40-inch, yeah. And I got surround sound, but it's high definition, but I can't watch anything and I can't be asked to buy that high definition channel. And all I can do is play video games on my Xbox 360. Or maybe you don't and you've been tempted to, but you're just like, man, I'm not a video gamer, why should I buy it? And then all of a sudden you go to Walmart and poof, real cheap high definition DVD player. And if you go onto the stores, HD is much cheaper than Blu-ray.
And there's way more of them as well.
Yeah, so...
This Lord of the Rings Trilogy. HD DVD. Enough said.
Yeah.
Matrix Trilogy. HD DVD. Enough said.
I know, I have all these on normal DVD. I'm going to be like,
And what has... What's Blu-ray got? James Bond. Talk about old and boring and crap. Especially because all the films are like so... The writers should just be locked up for how ridiculous they are. So yeah, basically 20th Century Fox have like cut back all their Blu-ray releases as well. 19 independent European film studios have all backed HD DVD. The porn industry backs HD DVD.
That's a big push. The porn industry backs it.
Well, not as much as it used to be, because we've got the internet now.
True.
We can download porn.
Download porn. Remember the rule for porn. If you're ever going to be in a porn film, remember this: the golden rules. It's exactly the same as the standard film industry. What was it? Don't work with animals and don't work with children.
Right, that's good, Adam.
You should never do that in the real film industry or in the porn industry.
So anyway, the sales figures for HD DVD and Blu-ray standalone players were released last week. HD DVD standalone players have topped 100,000 units.
Sweet.
Blu-ray have just about managed 25,000 units. So yeah, that's not good.
I don't think Blu-ray's that... I don't know, as a DVD format, I don't think it's screaming, buy me at
it
the
isn't
moment.
DVD. Don't use DVD in the same sentence as Blu-ray.
A Blu-ray discs, a Blu-ray player are not as screaming out, buy me. As I must admit, I wouldn't be surprised, majority of Blu-ray discs that are actually bought by PlayStation 3 owners.
Well, yeah, because nobody else has got Blu-ray. They've only got Blu-ray because Sony forced it on them.
I must admit, the games that are out at the moment for that are just...
I mean, just look at these releases on Blu-ray and then compare that to like HD DVD. Yeah, okay, don't compare. Well, come on, Apollo 13, that's good. Serenity, that's good. Miami Vice, that's good. And Chronicles of Riddude, that's good
Riddick.
As well.
I like Riddick, I've got the...
And what have we got on Blu-ray? We've got the Aragon ripoff. Night at the Museum, whatever that is.
Fair enough, Mission Impossible Ultimate Collection, 5 discs.
That's also like on HD DVD though, isn't it?
Yeah.
World Trade Center.
Also on high definition. Most of those ones I've seen on high def.
Yeah, it's got nothing. Nothing. And look, those are all like films I've heard of.
And it's high definition DVD.
Yeah, everyone knows what DVD stands for. Actually, well, they don't. They think it's digital video disc.
Well, The fact that the format, high definition DVD, comes with the initials DVD, does that mean that it's basically the same formatting technology as the original DVD format, the one with high definition in there?
Dude, are you asking me a question?
Yeah.
No.
Completely new format. Yes. No, not similar to DVD.
But HD DVD players will play DVDs. But the discs are different. Well, they're the same size, but they're denser. They can store more data because it's blue laser technology like Blu-ray. Only they don't go on about blue laser, because what the fuck does blue laser mean? Who knows?
You can't see it.
Yeah, let's open it up while it's running.
Oh my eye! Sorry.
Superman Returns HD DVD. That's good. So yeah, I mean, I've heard of the HD DVD films. I've heard of Batman Begins. I've heard of Van Hell Dude.
Batman.
I haven't heard of Hollywood Land, whatever the frack that is, on Blu-ray.
Leader. Batman. I mean, leader.
Yeah, right. Anyway. So yeah, have we actually got anything, or is the impending doom of Blu-ray good enough?
I have one thing I'd like to add, not about this, another subject.
Good. What is it?
Going on about my Dragon Ball Z review for the Wii.
Oh no, we're not talking about that. Dragon Ball Z.
We haven't got anything else to talk about. These are desperate times. You're going to have to accept it. Adding on to my review, completed a few more of the sagas, much better. If you were a player of the last Tenchu Budokai, and there were items in there that were bothering you, this time you got to go for it. Before, it seemed like it was Dragon Ball Z Budokai 3 with in 3D with bolt-on bits, but because there were bolting stuff on there, it took a lot away. I've been playing it now for a while. The system for the nunchuck is much smoother to control, much more fluid movements. You don't feel like an idiot having to wave your arms around to do stuff. It's more in the sense of you've got two buttons on the Wii Remote which allow you to use basically fast beat combos. So around and bust your fingers trying to reach around shitloads of buttons, you've just got two buttons with hand movements which create great combinations. The Super Saiyan mode system is much better. Before, it was kind of like if you wanted to have a character that's gone up a level, he is a completely separate character. Now you can level up as you want while playing the game. As well as the fact that for the first time in any Dragon Ball Z game, if you are a Saiyan or any other character that has a level up mode, where in the TV series he is able to transform back down a level, you will be able to do it in the game. So Goku Super Saiyan level 3, if you want to, you can drop back down to standard Goku and go Kaioken if you wanted to, or anything like that. Absolutely groovy. This time, the movie section, every single movie, Dragon Ball Z movie, and it looks like all 13 of them have been placed into the saga where they should be in. So I did the first Saiyan saga, then I did a movie, then I had to do another movie, then I've gone on to the Freeza saga, and I'm doing another movie. So, very cool. So I'd like to add on that I'm even more impressed now for playing it a little bit longer.
Okay, that's great. That's fantastic.
Well, I just wanted to add my piece. I've been playing non-stop. Sarah goes, it must be a good game because I don't play it on my Wii games that often. And she goes, this one I won't put down. I must admit, I'm as great as Sonic was when I bought Sonic. That was the last game beforehand. I got stuck, and it's just not screaming abdabs for me to want to play it constantly. It's just a game. It's one of the games I know I'm going to pick up in a couple of months' time, try that level, and I'll complete it, and then I'll carry on playing until I get stuck again. But Dragon Ball has always been one of those games that I'll play non-stop until I get past that level.
That's interesting.
I need to go back and start playing a bit of Command & Conquer 3 as well on the...
Yeah, we need to have a game of that. And we need to play Supreme Commander as well.
Yeah, and play Supreme Commander in some time.
We need to do both at the same time, actually. Let's do that.
What, you think you can run on both at the same time?
This is Windows Vista.
Go on then, let's try it. Will they both run at the same time?
Nope, that needs the disk.
But
yeah, they would both run at the same time. Because Windows Vista supports like 16 or 32 or 64 3D applications running at once.
Mine wouldn't. I don't think I've got the...
Well, it would support it. It would just be Chuggasaurus.
Yeah, Chuggasaur.
Chuggasaur.
So in some respects, if you wanted to, you could get dual screen 24-inch widescreen monitors and be running multiple applications at the same time.
Well, like I already do.
Yeah, but imagine if you had it all the way across. You'd have your whole entire gap between your wardrobe and where you keep your server would just be filled with monitors. You'd like that if you could afford it. If someone said, here, I have a free...
Well, room. I could afford it, but to be honest, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. The only thing...
Because I would lose the spare plug down there, which would, like, bankrupt me. I need a plug.
Also, the other problem would be is the fact you wouldn't be able to utilize two of the USB cards and the... card reader in one of them, but fair enough, if they were at the other end, then it wouldn't matter too much.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Do like my Dell monitor, though. My dad likes his.
I know. Do a review of our monitor.
The new Dell monitor, 24-inch...
It's not new. I've had mine for like 2 years.
I got the newer model, and they keep revamping it, but it's never any different. Different stand, slightly different buttons... Maybe a bit of different colour plastic, but that it's always the same. It's grand. Ultra sharp technology from Dell.
Dude, you sound like a Dell marketing dude. Ultra sharp, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Nobody knows what it means.
It's ultra sharp.
Why is it ultra sharp? It doesn't look ultra sharp.
I think maybe if you put it next to one that's not ultra sharp, you'd notice the difference. All the groovy channels.
That looks sharper than that. That's the most budget monitor I could find. So, no.
Have you ever been tempted to unplug that and put it over here and use it as the map for Supreme Commander? Have you tried it?
No.
But you've been tempted?
Yes.
Don't worry, I won't make you do it now.
Let's do it.
Let's do it! But yeah, Supreme Commander's still rocking. We're dragging the show out slowly and killing it bit by bit. I think we also just stab it in the head now.
Yeah?
Yeah, how long have we been running for?
35 minutes plus, say, 10 minutes for the interview means we're up to 45 minutes.
Reasonable show. Yeah, sorry about the lack of info, but when there's nothing to talk about, there's just nothing to talk about. I haven't bought a new game lately because payday's on Tuesday, and I'll be saving up money for buying Dead Knees and Spider-Man 3.
There will be a Halo 2 review for Windows Vista coming soon, in the next month.
Is that when it's out?
It's out in the US on like the 8th of May. The 8th of May, which is, but I don't think it's out in Europe until the 18th. So I'm tempted just to order it from the US and hopefully get it early.
Will it work on any graphics card that's not DirectX 10?
Yes.
It will?
Yes. It's not a DirectX 10 game.
It's a Vista only game though.
Yeah.
That's what was only.
But
about.
It's just DirectX 9.
Right.
I'll tell you what, within 2 days of release, there'll be a patch to run on XP.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because all it probably is just a, you know, a quick version check of the OS.
So when is Live out? When is the
same
release?
Day.
Same day in America.
Halo 2 is the launch title.
For each region.
Yeah. Then Shadowrun comes out like a couple of weeks or a few weeks later.
Which is a multi format.
Which is the cross platform.
Which would be quite interesting.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy it unless somebody gives me it for free.
Yeah,
never fear. Well, I know what we can talk about. Mike, he's so opinionated. He basically reckons that all the games for Windows games will all be paid for, like monthly subscription. Sound like a dude. What are you on about? Because Halo 2, you can play it online for free.
Mm.
If you want all the funky Xbox stuff, like GamerScore and all that, you need a Silver Live account.
Mm.
You know, he's basically saying that Microsoft are going to make all the games for Windows games pay for. Like, you need a subscription to play them online. And that's just rubbish. He even went as far as saying Supreme Commander will have a patch issued for it, so you need an Xbox Live account. And it's like, dude, what the frack are you babbling about?
It may do, but if it does, it's there as an extra feature. If you happen to have a live account, you can have stuff for it if they ever
buy
one.
Yeah, we can play the single player game and get achievements to get my game score up, because it's like just stuck at like 3,000 at the moment. And everyone says I'm not online, so when Halo 2 comes out, yeah, I'll be online. The Smirnoff is online in Halo 2 PC.
It's going to be much better, because even Pete was saying to me he barely gets a chance to go on his PC, but when he comes home from work, he's always on his Xbox 360. And now with the alternative patch coming out onto the Xbox 360 with allowing a live messenger on the 360, he said he'll see me online. He can send me a hi sort of thing. So
hi, man.
The crossover is going to be so sweet when it finally comes out. It's going to revolutionize gaming. People are going on a whinge about it from now and again for certain things, but the cool thing about it allows the gaming PC player to be able to get in on the gaming area of the Xbox 360.
It allows me to get some gamer score.
Yeah, because you play more on PC than you do on your 360.
I mean, just imagine the day when like all PC games are games Windows Live, and you get achievements for like all of them. Supreme Commander achievement. You've installed this game. 10 gamer score.
Oh, just imagine every EA game you get. You've installed it, you get 10 points. You create a profile, 100 points. Man. You've uninstalled it, 3,000 points.
That reminds me about Halo 2. Did I talk about the features of Halo 2 a couple of weeks back? I did, didn't I?
A little bit, go in a bit more.
Like you don't install it.
No, you didn't go into about that.
No, didn't I?
No.
Are you sure?
No, don't remember anything
about
it.
Are you completely sure?
Completely sure.
Yeah, Halo 2, you don't install it.
Well, how the hell do you play it?
You put the disc in the drive, the auto-run thing pops up, and it has a button labeled play. Click that button. And then it plays.
You mean it plays the whole game off the CD?
But as it's playing it, it copies the files to the hard drive. And once it's finished, you don't need the CD anymore.
It stores
it completely in the background while you're playing it.
Jesus Christ. All PC games need to be like that.
Definitely. Yeah, let's actually look this up, because I actually... Are you completely sure I didn't talk about this?
No,
before?
I am completely sure. I'd have to have been asleep to miss something like that.
Yeah, you probably were then. Just talk about something randomly for 2 seconds, let me find the stuff.
Random. I can't think of a single thing. Ooh, new Star Wars.
Oh, God, Star Wars?
Ultimate Force things coming out soon. New Indiana Jones game. And also the 30th anniversary of Star Wars Saga is coming soon. And also 2008 we'll get the new Indiana Jones 4 movie coming out.
Oh god, who's in that?
Sean Connery and...
He must be like a million years old.
And Harrison Ford playing Indiana Jones. So,
Geez, it's grandpa and like great grandpa now.
Yeah. It'd be cool.
Indiana Jones Junior Junior Junior.
Junior Junior Junior. Indy! Sorry that was loud, but it would be quite cool to get the new game when it comes out. I'm putting this out to the people. All Wii owners, if you have your Wii set on standby, so it's on the orange light when you turn it off, because you have the kind of greeny yellow when it's on, orangey light when it's off, and when you turn the standby off and you're not running 24, it goes to red. Now, when you got it on the orange light, when you just pressed it off once, and you connect it to broadband, has anyone noticed that it is quite warm, the console, when you go up and touch it on its side?
Yeah, that's because it's downloading stuff and doing stuff.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I've been turning mine off and just leaving it, but I don't like the fact it stays so warm for ages, and it has got quite hot. I'm just bothered about going through the same press as the 360. I'm getting paranoid, so every time I turn it up, I just hold it.
We've only had about 6 Wii's come back faulty.
Really?
Oh, wait, I say only.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when they're faulty, we can't give them one. Oh, jeez.
What are they been saying with the faults from?
Not working. Not reading discs. Standard stuff, basically.
Yeah.
If something's going to fail in it, it's probably going to be the drive. Because that's, you know, the mechanical bit. But yeah, so Microsoft are trying out the new installer thing for Halo 2 and the whole unifying light thing of Halo 2 as well. So that's cool, you just put the disc in. If you like take the disc out before it's finished installing, it will just kick it off again next time you start playing it again. And then once it's finished installing, it will just say finished installing. And then you don't need the disc again because there's no CD check. With some, it's like Flight Simulator 10, it uses activation.
It's a shame they couldn't... All people do that, because that's the thing. If you got a copy of that game and you torrented it down, would that mean you wouldn't be able to install it because you would need it on a disc for it to work? Or you could probably just get around that?
No, you could probably copy the disc to the hard drive and install it from there.
Yeah.
Hang on, you're talking about pirating a game?
I'm wondering if this...
Well,
this
for you need a CD key, and that CD key needs to be validated with Microsoft.
Yeah. So.
Plus, if you've got a live account, I'd imagine it would probably be tied to that as well.
Yeah, so this move might be a good way of stopping piracy a lot more, without having to annoy gamers. Because one thing the gamers don't like is having annoying CD checks.
Right, I'll just point out the games on here, which require or do not require CD checks. Chess Titans does not require. Command and Conquer 3 does require. Counter Strike does not require. DEFCON does not. Doom 3 does. Fable does. FreeCell doesn't. Geometry Wars doesn't. Half-Life 2 doesn't. Hearts doesn't. Hold'em Poker doesn't. Inkball doesn't. Mahjong or Mahjong or whatever Titans doesn't. Microsoft Flight Simulator 10 doesn't. Minesweeper doesn't. Purple Plays doesn't. Sid Meier's Civilization 4 does. Silent Hunter 3 does with Star Force. Solitaire doesn't. Spider Solitaire doesn't. Supreme Commander doesn't. FTW Oblivion does. Lord of the Rings does. World of Warcraft doesn't. Zoo Tycoon 2 does.
Ooh. If you've been listening to us talking about the new Silent Hunter 4 coming out, and you were like, I like the sound of that, but I like what Paul's going on about with, I like the
Atlantic.
Yeah, with the Atlantic, with Silent Hunter 3. Well then, as far as I remember, get your butts down to your local Morrison's, because I think it's $5.99 there.
Whoa, man.
I'll have to go pick up a copy. I didn't have my wallet on me when we went shopping, but I might have to pick a copy of that up to play a bit of multiplayer submarine action.
Also in the news, Jet Set Radio Future is now backwards compatible on Xbox 360.
Cool, I like playing that.
Yeah, it's a cool game. The music drove me up the wall, but...
It was a good Sega game.
Game I actually bought. Then I traded it in when I borrowed the Sega GT Jet Set Radio Future box or pack, whatever. Did I give you one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have it. I didn't get rid of any of those stuff.
Oh, I wonder if that is backwards compatible, though. Because that had a whole menu system as well to choose, didn't it?
Mm.
I'll have to find out. I'll have to put it in the drive and see what happens.
In the drive.
So, yeah, thank you, Catherine, for pointing that out. I think that's it, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's it. I would say, on the cheap at the moment, do look out for Silent Hunter 3. Also, go look out for Oblivion. We noticed it was only £15 in local HMVs, so...
Oblivion is awesome.
Go get that. Now the fact it's come cheap, I've got to call it.
I've started two new characters.
I want to go back and do Thief again. I must admit, I was really enjoying Thief and walking around, sneaking behind people and getting into people's shops and loading up on stuff and trying to get out. Finding myself being completely lumbered by stealing way too much, and I'm having to drop stuff on the floor, and you're hearing pots and pans dropping as I'm knocking stuff left right.
You steal pots and pans?
Well, I was just clicking randomly, going, spells, spells. I was in that wizard shop and I was nicking as much as I could and selling it on.
Yeah, I've started two new characters. I've got an alchemist sort of dude, or dudette. Who's an alchemist?
Mm.
Who's like trying to make potions. So I've not done that with Oblivion at all, mess around with making potions and stuff. So
yeah,
I
did a lot of that in Morrowind.
And
yeah. I did like doing that. Although it just got a bit annoying going off trying to find stuff.
Yeah, especially when you're looking for some rare plant. And it's just...
You can find yourself all over the shop, going left, right and centre. And if you it was good where if you could find a book on something, you could sit there, flick through a couple of pages of a book and find a book that would tell you whereabouts... that it's common, and then you'd have to go hunting for it and stuff, and out comes the map, right, and going that way. So quite cool. I'm tempted to go in and just get a copy of that and pick up Knights of the Nine and Shivering Isles.
Do it.
Part of me just wants to wait for Game of the Year, but
there might be another expansion pack first.
Yeah, which is a long time to wait, so I might as well just get on and get it now.
I've also started a thief character as well. He's a Khajiit, jumpy little git.
Yeah, I always like using the Khajiit. They're perfect for using a thief because you automatically get the night vision.
Which only lasts for like 30 seconds, but whatever.
It's very useful. Because I've had potions and stuff and abilities and magic spells that allow me to get me that for when I do my dungeons and stuff when I had my big night.
I never use it.
I found it useful when I couldn't see where I was going, or just to make things a little bit more, you see a bit of movement off in the distance sort of thing, so you weren't relying off a torch or whatever. It also meant that if I had something where I was having to put my light away because I was using a shield and a sword, because fair enough, at first I did have the magic ability to make myself glow and leave off this green aura so that I could illuminate the dungeon way as I was walking down.
What I do like is like life detect stuff.
Yeah, where you get the aura around people's.
That's actually quite handy.
Have you been a vampire yet?
Yeah, but I was a vampire with a previous character, but I think I'm going to go vampire with my thief, because that's like a more appropriate character.
Yeah, one thing I liked about the vampire...
Especially because my strength is low anyway, so yeah. Vampire will push my strength up a bit.
Vampire was good because you could just turn it on and you had night vision all the time, but you got to be able to see the life aura around people through walls and stuff, so you're walking along and you can watch the pace of a guard, wait for him to go turn his back, and then you sneak up behind him and... Bleh! So, very cool. Unless, even now I'm wanting to play it again. It is extremely good game. Good thing I like about it is, even if you have played a lot of the contents for it, you can still go back and play different parts of the contest with a context. With different
content.
Content. With different type characters, with different weapons, doing them in different order. And it's a different story, and it builds up to the point where you're like, ooh, that's different. Still disappointed that there's no werewolves, but fair enough. The werewolves were only in that Solstheim.
Last boat to Solstheim until next one. I have to get his voice. Yeah, we're gonna have to download his voice from the CD.
Yeah.
Somewhere and like get that out and then play it on the show. Last boat to Solstheim until the next one. Creepy little Khajiit.
Mm. Right, so.
So yeah, that's it. Chatroom people, Jet Andre, Mongoose, Darth Ura, and Paul, which is me. You've got 10 seconds to to spit out something to talk about, and then we're ending the show.
Give them the extra delay seconds as well.
Ring of Perfection, blah, blah, blah. ER. We're not going to talk about ER. We're definitely not going to talk about that.
Shivering Isles and ER.
We've just talked about that. It's awesome. Okay, so yeah, that is it.
You want to listen to the Aura tape?
Yeah, we'll play that live in a minute.
Yeah, we'll play that for all the people that are
let
on
us,
live.
Let us close the recording before we drive everyone up the wall with like us just talking about new stuff all the time.
Okay.
This was like a 15-minute show, and now it's an hour. Yeah. As we're talking about all the stuff we've talked about like 10 times before.
Right.
We will see everybody next week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
We appreciate feedback. Feedback is good. We also appreciate money. Money is good.
Yeah.
We also appreciate digs to get our dig rank up. There's a link for that on GameCast.net. iTunes reviews are good. We're now listed on Zencast, which is creatives like podcasting software for the like creative Zen and stuff. So yeah, that's cool, man.
Someone wants to get on Skype.
Yeah, I'll load Skype up in a second. But that is it for episode 68. We will see everybody next week on episode 69.
Catch you guys later.